president to me that you were when I did what I could, and for that reason, in order that any person might twist this my situation at the time into something it isn't, that I'm just going to rearrange my schedule and go out there and see my president.
You know, I think that would be fine. I think that'd be fine. I would make clear that we've talked about this thing all year, and that you haven't had to get any messages through anybody else, except just what date would be agreeable. That's all. You don't have to be invited. I invite people, though, every day. I've got Tom Watson coming in here Saturday, and I've got Eddie Wiseman, I've got Donald Cook, and I've got Dr. Stanton. I haven't invited any of them. They've been called by different people. Some of them may call the Clark Clifford and others and said, could you come? But this date be agreeable for you to join them in New York and fly down on Saturday. And they've all said yes. I think you could very easily say that I talked to you and J.B. and Bobby about it when I was in Georgia. I would leave the impression that Senator Russell wasn't here, didn't know about it. We didn't know when he'd come. And, when we got back, we talked to him, and he said this, and they asked to get together. You didn't know, but you don't want anything embarrassing to come out of it. You're not going to, your president's called you last night and this morning, and you're going to go down there and be with him and enjoy yourself, and you hope that we can do it always, because we want a good union.
All right, sir.
I think that'd be fine. I just think it's so much better than I not doing this, and I'll guarantee you, and you just take my judgment for it, I'll guarantee you that we'll come out of this thing big ones, not anybody else. And I think newspapers like to notify it. Ralph said to me, he said, I have some of these people call me last night and said, I understand it differently. I didn't recognize what and said. And I said, well, I've talked to Governor. I've talked to J.B., and I told him that I'm going to have a special box full of ammunition for him. I talked to Bobby, told him he's limited to one and just kidding every time I've seen him. I've talked to Buford Ellington. Said to Buford a number of times, now we want to get your group together, and when you all decide, let me know what date you want. And I think that's the impression just leave. We talked about it before, and Russell's out of the country. While we were here fighting the campaign, when he came back, well, we said what date suits you. We're not going to purge him, keep him from hunting with us. Been doing 10 years, we're just going to say what date suits you. And he called and said, this is the date. And I said, if I don't call you back, let me call my secretary, Marston. If I don't call you back, and that date's agreeable to all of you, I'll let you know. And so I didn't call him back. And that ended it, as far as I was concerned. And I think your statement...
Well, I think where the thing got off track, Mr. President, was it was a social thing, which is exactly what it ought to be. And it got... they turned it into a political thing.
We just don't let him do it. He just confirms on the ticker, and I'm looking at the front page, says, Party of Georgians will visit LBJ at the ranch, visit November the 22nd. Senator Russell confirmed that he and five other Georgians, including Governor Sanders, have all been invited to visit with President Johnson. Russell said that he had asked Sanders and Talmadge and Vannevar and Robert Russell and J.B. Fuquay. He asked me to get the same party together as out there last year. I reminded him Herman wasn't there, and he said, oh, well, ask Herman to come here this year. He told me, I think, when I talked to him last year, he and Bobby, I don't know which one, said that Herman was hunting quail or something. Is it quail season up there?
No, sir. It's going to open about a week, 10 days.
Well, I wonder, I guess it was when it came last year, for some reason why it didn't come.
That's right. And it will be quail season about that time.
And so I just, I couldn't sleep about this thing, and I just don't want it to trouble you, and you just ride with me on this one, and I know it'll work out all right.
Well, I'll see if I can't extricate myself from the position I'm in here. I have to I'll just leave word. I won't bother you anymore, but I'll call back and leave word whether I can or can't. Well, I think I can, but I'm.
I just hope you will, because it'll really make me look bad. I don't want to cancel out or don't want to anything like that. And I want, from the day I made my first speech to the Congress, I want the people of the United States to know. And it's hurting you now, and you're going to take some ribbing and some riding and some hell raising. But I believe the world's moving, and I believe that this day on, that our group's going to be stronger and get better. And I think that we just mustn't let any of them think otherwise. I don't want every state in the union to think that Carl Sanders and I had a blow up.
Well, I don't
just
want
can't
that
do that either. Because they try to divide me and John Connally every day. The papers right here, our best friend. Matter of fact, this morning, they wrote a story that Clark Kiffert had been named Attorney General. And when I asked him where he got it, said the governor's staff told him. And some of the governor's press people told him at a party last night. So they've got it all over the country. It's embarrassed the present Attorney General. It's embarrassed Clifford. It's embarrassed hell out of me. And that bound embarrassed Connally that one of his people would be announcing my Attorney General. I don't know whether he did it or not. I had discussed with Connally some potentials, of which Clifford was one. But they want me to get mad at Connally, and they want Connally to get mad at me, and then, by God, they've got utter confusion. Our forces are divided, and they divide and conquer just like Hitler did. Now, you and I are too smart to let them do that.
Well, we're not going to let them do
all
that.
All right. They're not, but as far as I'm concerned, and there ain't no human being, including my wife or Betty, that's going to do that as far as you and I are concerned. All you got to do is come here, and me and you get in the car, and we'll enjoy ourselves. And I'll spend 30 minutes, an hour, talking to Senator Russell about what's going to happen in that state. And he says we can't cut our defense budget, but not get it too low. And I am going to cut it. I won't explain why. I don't want to have a war about it. And you can go anytime you want to, go anywhere you want to. My plane will be standing by here to take you. And then we get back to Washington, we can have another meeting up there, and we can work on a good many of these things together. And they just must not divide us, though. And please don't let them, just as a personal thing from not your president to the governor, but from your friend to one another friend, don't do this to me. And if I made a mistake, I apologize for it. I'm sorry. And I guess the thing I ought to have done is called you and called the others and try to work out the date, but it never occurred to me that this interpretation be placed on it. And Senator Russell says I can understand it, and I'm hurt, chagrined, and I have said to every audience I've talked to in Georgia that he's a good governor. I think he's made a fine record. I think he is a good governor, and I'm for him, and I had no intention of reflecting on anybody in any way, and I'll do anything that's necessary to see that that's not done. So I think the answer to it is that I've talked to you, Fuquay, and Bobby when I was up there, and that this man wasn't in the country. You rearranged your schedule now to adjust to their plans, because you don't want any misinterpretation to be placed about you and your president. And if you'll do that, it'll help me, and I'm the only one that's involved anyway, and the rest of them don't care.
Well, I'm not going to hurt you. Know that, so let me see if I can work it out.
Please do, and call me back, because let's just settle it that way, and I'll be anxious to hear. I'm sitting on a point.
All right, bye.